Proclamation number 3331 of 15th of November, 1944. God's word imperishable. Indestructible. Everything that God's will has brought into being is indestructible. Human will can indeed seemingly destroy a work of creation accessible to it, but it is only a change of the external form, for the actual life, the life of the spirit in the shell destroyed by people, remains invisibly appears before people again in a new external shell. So, to a certain extent, outer creations can fall victim to man, but this never results in a perishing of their inner life. But works can also come into being through God's will, which are intended to testify to His might and power, His wisdom and His love for the purpose of the human being's spiritual upward development. And God also protects these works from the human will to destroy in order to prove His power and strength through them. These are works which also come into being in an extraordinary way and which are therefore also recognizable as visible work of God. If these works would not withstand the human will to destroy, they would also miss the purpose, so to speak, because they are meant to be recognized as divine gifts and must therefore be imperishable. Such an imperishable work of God is His word, which He directs to earth in an extraordinary way. The divine word is intended to be the basis for people according to which they can arrange their lifts if they want to ascend. The divine word announces God's will, and only few people are able to hear the word of God themselves through their inner voice. Consequently, it has to be conveyed to them, it has to be accessible to all fellow human beings so that they can receive the divine word within themselves again if they are willing to listen to God. The individual human being who is able to hear God's voice cannot spread the word of God to the extent that all people receive the will of God. God, however, does not convey His word to earth because of a human being but through a human being for all who want to hear it, and therefore this is to happen in a form which enables the spreading of His word. In the form of transcripts which reproduce in detail what the recipient of the divine word is able to hear through the inner voice. And this transcript is His work, His manifestation of strength, the evidence of His love, wisdom and omnipotence. And this work of His is everlasting so that it may fulfill its purpose which is assigned to it. It is not human work, it is not human thought that is written down, but the human being's intellectual activity only sets in afterwards in order to mentally assimilate what is received, and consequently a spiritual power is at work, which the human being may call whatever he wants. But it testifies to a supernatural working, and what comes into being by supernatural means is also immune to natural action by human hand or human will. The purpose of this work is a purely spiritual one, and therefore spiritual forces are also the originators, but these are always the executors of divine will. But what comes into being in divine will remains until it has fully and completely fulfilled its purpose. Countless people are still to be informed of God's word which guides His love for earth, and therefore this word must still be made accessible to many people, which can only happen by spreading the scriptures which contain the word of God. But once God has conceived this plan, He will not let it be thwarted by human will. He will not let what flows forth from Him fall prey to people's arbitrariness. But He will protect His work for the sake of people who desire it and derive the greatest benefit from it. And therefore a protective wall will always be drawn around a visible gift of God which shall make Him and His working recognizable. It will not be touched or affected by anything, by worldly measures as well as by natural phenomena. For what has emerged from God's strength asserts itself against the world and also against nature. For God is Lord over everything. He alone determines the beginning and also the end. He determines the coming into being as well as the passing away. And therefore that which has Him as its origin cannot perish, just as He also protects all who are mediators of His word, who receive it and pass it on to their fellow human beings, as is His purpose. For people shall be instructed by God's will, they shall hear His word in order to recognize and learn to love God and to live according to His word in order to unite with God through it. Amen.